This is Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Tuesday, 3rd of September 2019, and on the 20th of September, we'll see the next edition of the Coda Sessions, and it's held at the Cambridge Junction. And Chris from the Coda Sessions has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming in. Now, I've known you on and off for the last few years. I've passed across to festivals and events and stuff like that. So I'm friends with you on Facebook, and I've seen Coda Sessions sort of pop up here and there over the last year or so. And it was because you were holding the next one at the Junction that it sort of got my attention. I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of getting... You know, Junction's a big old space. The next one is it the biggest one you've done so far?
I'd like to say so. Yeah, we did have another one the April just gone, featuring an artist called Lydia Kitto and the Gravy Train Trio, who are another sort of local artist. But this one we're sort of really ramping everything up towards, as we've only got a couple more events this year. So I'd sort of like to say this is possibly going to be our biggest showcase.
Okay, right. So tell us about Coda Sessions. Where's that idea come from? Who's involved? How did it start?
So initially, it was me and a group of individuals. I'll quickly name some names. So we've got Ollie Walsh, we have Sam Pritchard, Morris Barrett, and Ben Newlands featured, Harry, George Knight. They've all been sort of people who have chipped in ideas, physically helped along with the process. We realised last year we wanted to sort of start putting on events. We were really hyped about a Vales Trio played at the Junction, which was hosted by Pete Edwards, and that kind of blew our minds, and we wanted to do something like that. We started off in October last year with our first launch featuring a local band called Release the Chimps, and Tom Colborne, actually, who will be featured again on our upcoming event. We wanted to, you know, we wanted to try and record these events, multi-track record them, mix them down, get some quality video footage, which, as the events have gone, we've gained experience, learned things, you know, teething problems as well as the positive side of things and how to sort of handle these things. And just continuing on that process, we've mostly featured jazz, blues, funk, a bit of soul. We've done a few hip-hop nights under the name of Groove Attack, which we have another one coming up at the Blue Moon on the 28th of September. Details to be revealed. And we're just sort of plodding along with that, really, just enjoying ourselves, promoting, because we're really keen on the jazz scene. We Out Here festival this year was their first year. That, you know, sort of grabbed me by the horns with interest, you know, to see these things upcoming a little bit more locally as well. Just kind of going with that scene, seeing what we can get out of it, and working with local people who are keen to see what we're keen to do.
Yeah. And you are enjoying it, because there is a pressure on promoting an event, because obviously naturally you always worry about, you know, are people going to come? They seem to be. It seems to be going well.
Absolutely, yeah. We have had some intimate audiences, but at the same time, you know, it's always been a nice vibe. We've got a host who was actually featured in my old band, Iron Kingdom. He was our vocalist, so he's the host for the event. A lot of charisma. So whether it's a room full of, you know, rowdy people enjoying themselves, or whether it's sort of a tight number, he always gets everyone going and cheering, which is nice. But I do see the audience numbers growing, you know, more people dancing, and you know, big smiles on artists' faces, which is great, you know.
Yeah. So how are you creating these lineups? Presumably they're not all local acts, so how are you finding out about the ones that aren't from Cambridge?
Some I've actually been contacted by. Obviously there are sort of our A&R protocol that I go through sometimes. And some are sort of, you know, out of the blue favourites, I guess, of me and the other guys who work together. Top Cat Collective actually is a classic example, because my colleague Ollie Walsh went to go see them quite some time ago, after we'd sort of heard this name about. He really enjoyed the performance, and I don't know. We've been in contact since, and they've been trying to get bookings, we've been trying to get bookings, and then this one kind of just merged together at the perfect time. So they're an example of an out-of-town band. I guess the same with Lydia Kitto. We went through email processes, originally planning to book a band called Pocket Dragon, who feature similar members. And it just sort of, I don't know, all these events, you know, I look at what we've hosted, what we are hosting, and some of them I would have never imagined, we would have, you know, hosted these guys, and then other times it's sort of worked out perfectly. You know, a certain band I've always wanted to feature has been featured. So, yeah, it's a bit of this and that, I guess.
Okay. What does CODA stand for? What does it mean?
It's not an algorithm.
Okay. When you started saying names of people, I started to wonder whether it was.
Yeah, we did wonder that
Solly
as well.
But...
it's a bit. It kind of stopped at the Chris Ollie. You know, there's. But CODA is sort of a musical term. It's well known. It kind of popped out of nowhere, really, because we were initially looking at sort of featuring jazz specifically, and it seemed a bit more relative to that and the sessions, because we originally planned to do some non-audience based recording sessions, you know, right. Film and sort of stylized music video approaches and things like that, and we never really got round to that, but we will be very soon. And that was kind of where the idea of the name came from, and the logo was just sort of like a basic, simple circle, but it's worked ever since, I think.
It's good. So tell us about the event specifically that you've got coming up on in the 20th. So it's at the Cambridge Junction. Is it J1, J2?
So it'll be the J2 venue. Cool. It'll be standing, so we'll have a stage, sort of standing area. There will be seating if you feel the need to sit down.
Yeah.
So we're featuring Top Cat Collective, who are sort of heavy funk, blues, you know, slight element of hip-hop in there. They've got a male and female vocalist, so it kind of gives us this soft yet heavy touch. They will be, they'll be headlining the event. We'll have Tom Colborn, who's a local Delta blues man. We've featured him before. He's absolutely great, you know, packs charisma. Opening the night, we will have the CODA House Band back. We'll have some new songs and sort of new ideas.
Is that you guys also?
Yeah, we've been working on a name, to be honest. So
that's all right. CODA House Band's fine.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of worked so far. We're working on some new material to try and sort of make it a bit more of an interesting opening to the night and an exclusive showcase. You know, we're going to bring some set and cool bits in to just sort of freshen up the environment. But it should be a really good night, you know. Lots of fun, lots of dancing, lots of funk and good music.
Is there much else on this sort of theme on offering Cambridge, or are you a bit of a niche, offering a bit of a niche?
I'd like to say there's elements of... So you've got the Gravy Train doing... So Ian Griffith does plenty of things sort of for the scene as well. If you check out La Raza, you've got the Shake Your Tail Feather guys who put on regular events there, the Funk Jam and all sorts of other events. You've got Cambridge Jazz Festival. So I'd like to say that we do tie into those scenes, although we've got something a bit different. We obviously record, multi-track our events and try and do a little bit here and there to sort of add extra flair, but not necessarily in competition with those guys. We want to work with those guys as well.
Yeah. So the recording stuff, the videos and the recording stuff, is that available for people to find, or will it be in the future?
There are elements on our YouTube page, right. Which is youtube.com/CODA Sessions. We feature that on all our social media. There's not as much up there yet. We're sort of working with permissions as well as like with artists, because they've performed some new material here and there that, you know, they're waiting to showcase, and we don't want to remove anything from that. So there'll be stuff to follow very, very soon.
Okay. So you said you haven't got many more gigs to come this year. You've got another one under another slightly different name at the Blue Moon a week later.
Yes.
And then what else CODA-wise have you got this year that you can tell us about?
Okay, so obviously the event at the Junction on the 20th, on the 28th, we've got Groove Attack. So that'll be kind of a low-key hip-hop kind of stylized workshop, pretty much. Me and Ollie will be performing some sort of... I guess you call it trip hop lo-fi stuff, just to try and check out that scene. Then next month, October the 27th, we've got Chris Fox and Warden Parker at the Portland Arms. It's a split headline act, so it's something a bit folkier, Americana style. Yeah. It would be different, and that would be the last showcase we have this year as an event, although we're still going to do some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Okay, and obviously plans for more stuff for next year as well.
Absolutely, yeah, we're working on that now.
You have to work way ahead of these dates, don't you, to get things
Absolutely. In
diaries and stuff, particularly for venues that book ahead.
Definitely.
Cool. So ticket details for... on the 20th?
So we're featured on the Junction's website, so you can literally, I mean, there's a link on the event page on Facebook, but if you go on the Junction's website, you can even Google Coda Sessions September or the band's names, Top Cat Collective, Tom Colborne. It pretty much comes up at the top of the results. Tickets are currently £12, which we feel are, you know, great value for what you're actually getting that evening and what will come, what's to follow with that. And they're an out-of-town band, but seriously, I'd check them out. You know, if you're a skeptic, check their YouTube or something.
Cool. Thanks for coming by and telling us about it.
It's been a pleasure.
I wish you best of luck with it. I know all the more music in Cambridge is good by me. Particularly something that's offering something slightly different to what else is out there at the moment, which is always good. And it's good to see that you're still, you're saying off air, your day job, you work at the Cambridge Junction as a, what's your official title? Technician?
Sound technician.
Or, yeah. And is that similar what the rest of you are doing as well, or similar sort of roles?
Yeah, we work across the Corn Exchange, Cambridge Junction, and around other venues.
Yeah, so this isn't an alien concept to you, but I guess the sort of the promoting, the advertising, the organising of the event is kind of, that's the newest bit, because I guess most of your work at the Junction and Corn Exchange is you just turn up and are told what you need to do rather than someone organising it yourselves.
Absolutely.
Corn Exchange one day then for Coda?
We'll see. We'll see, I guess.
That would be cool. Cool. Thank you very much, Chris, coming in. We'll give the details out again later. We'll put the event on our What's On guide as well. It's in a couple of weeks' time on the 20th. What day of the week is that? Friday.
It's a Friday.
Cool. So it's 3 weeks' time. 3 weeks on Friday.